Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Basra Daf Tesvav. We are holding on Yudalad Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. So yesterday we concluded with a list and exact order of the Nevi'im and the Iksuvim and explained why each one belonged in that sequence. Umi Kosvan, says the Gemara, who authored all these Sefarim? So right off the bat we have Moshe Kosav Sifrei Uparshas Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote the Chumash, including the section where Bilam prophesied. So Rashi explains that the point here is Afal pi she'einon tzorchei Moshe v'tayrosoi v'seder ma'aseh, even though it doesn't relate to the activities of Moshe and the mitzvahs and the doings of Moshe. So others ask on Rashi. Of course, it's an integral part of Torah. It relates to Klal Yisrael. So interesting, the Shlo says that the chiddush of the Gemara is that although the Nevuah of Bilam was really comprehended by Moshe Rabbeinu as well, he also had that vision. But the Hashgacha, Hashem wanted specifically, it was in a special purpose, a special inyan, to have the opposer of Klal Yisrael, Bilam, the enemy, the opposition, acknowledge, right, and come to the same clarity and highlight the greatness of Klal Yisrael through that Nevuah. So that's the point here, that even though it was presented by Bilam, but in actuality it was a Nevuah on the highest level, and was incorporated and absorbed into the Torah like anything else. Okay, so that was Moshe Rabbeinu. What else did Moshe Rabbeinu write? V'Iyav. He wrote Sefer Iyav. Some learn that this Gemara, this Brisa, will subscribe to the view that Iyav, it was a question of, we'll see later, in terms of when he lived, at what point in history Iyav lived. So it would sound like Iyav lived in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, which it would make sense that he wrote, the Moshe Rabbeinu authored his Sefer, but others learned that perhaps this can be going with the opinion that Iyav lived later on, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, Baruch HaKodesh, based on a vision of the future, Okay, so that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua Kosav Sifra, Yeshua Talmud HaMoshe, he wrote his own Sefer, Ushmoyne Pesukim Shebetera, as well as the eighth last Pesukim of the Torah, where it describes Moshe Rabbeinu's passing, and that had to be written by Yeshua. Shmuel, what did he write? Kosav Sifra, he authored his own Sefer Shmuel, V'Shoeftim, V'Rus, as well as Shoeftim and Rus. And Rashi says, all these things happened before his days, and he recorded all those events as well. David, right? David HaMelech, Kosav Sefer Tehillim. By the way, the Mefarshim explain why is it called Sefer. Sefer Tehillim, something we don't find by the other Kesuvim. So I think it's the Rashash. He says, because Tehillim is very similar to the Sefer Torah, because it has five sections, and the number of Pesukim is very close to the Pesukim of the Torah. That's why it's called Sefer Tehillim, because of that uniqueness. So David Kosav Sefer Tehillim, David wrote Sefer Tehillim. So part of it he actually composed himself. Part of it was merely a compilation, Idei Asar Zakenim, by way of 10 Chacham, 10 Zakenim. So he compiled from all 10 of them and made Sefer Tehillim. Who are these 10? Idei Adam Arishain. Rashi brings Tehillim Kuflametes, where it says, Golmi Ro'o Einecha, Vali Mayokro Echa. David HaMelech is describing Hashem creating him. It's Adam Arishain describing the creation of man. So that capital was authored by Adam Arishain. Aide Malki Tzedek, Rashi brings Mizmer Kof Yud, that's Malki Tzedek, who lived in the time of Avram Avinu. Valide Avram, and some of it was composed by Avram Avinu. Later on, the Gemara will say that the term Eson HaEzrachi, which we find in Tehillim, is actually a reference to Abraham. Vayde Moshe, right? Many kapitlach authored by Moshe Rabbeinu. Tefillah LaMoshe, right? Kapitel Tzadik and the other ones that we say Shabbos morning. Vayde Haman, there was a man called Haman, Maskele Haman, we find in Tehillim. Vayde Yedusun, we find Lamnatzeach Yedusun as well. Vayde Asaf, Rabbi Yismael Asaf. And finally, Vayde Shloisha Bnei Korach, and part of it was authored by Korach's, believe it or not, Korach's three children. Asaf, Avi Asaf, right? He has three children, which are brought named in the Torah in Shemois, Chumash Shemois over there. Asir, Elkanah, and Avi Asaf. So they authored some of the. I don't want to say Livnei Korach. We say by before Tkiyas Shofar. I don't want to say Korach Mizmor, right? Okay, Yirmiyah, what did he author? Kasav Sifra, he authored his own Sefer, the Sefer Malachim. And also Sefer Malachim. The Kinnus, right? We all know that Kinnus, which is a reference to Eicha, lamenting on the future of the future Churban, right? Yirmiyah and Ruach HaKodesh. He foresaw the tragic events surrounding the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and he authored a Sefer on account of the future. Okay, Chizkiyah. V'siyate, Chizkiyah and his group, Rashi says, B'nei Doiroi, his colleagues, Sheiricho Yamim Achrov, who lived after him, some say it's referring to his Talmidim. Kasvu, what are they author? Yeshaya. Rashi says, you know why? Because Yeshaya was killed by Menashe, he didn't have a chance to author his own Sefer. Rashi says, typically the Nevi'im would write their Sefer, at the end of their life before their passing. He didn't have a chance to do that, so it had to be authored by somebody else, by Chizkiyah. So they wrote Yeshaya, Mishlei, Shir HaShirim, V'Koheles. Rashi says, in Mishlei it says, Mishlei Chafhei it says, that Anshei Chizkiyah did it, and he gets the credit because he brought the level of learning to really a high level. During his days, during his time. So he authored all these. Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, which was a conference, so to speak, of the most biggest, greatest leaders. You have the Nevi'im, you had Chagi, Zachariah, Malachi, Zerubbabel, Mordechai. So they were involved in writing the Kosvi Yecheskel. They wrote Yecheskel. Rashi asks the question, why couldn't he write it himself? So Rashi says, perhaps because he lived in Babel and there was no he could not write Nevuah in Babel outside Eretz Yisrael. So only once they came back to Eretz Yisrael, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, after coming back, they recorded his Nevuah. So they wrote Yecheskel, Vishneim Asar, that's Trey Asar, right? Daniel, right? And Rashi says Daniel again was in Golos, so they had to write it once they got back to Eretz Yisrael. Megillas Esther as well occurred outside Eretz Yisrael, and also Trei Aser. Why? So he says that Rashi says because they were small, nevois, wasn't a big. So the Nevi'im didn't bother writing it down, and only later on, when Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi noticed, they took note of the fact that Ruach HaKodesh is slowly leaving. Because they were the last Nevi'im. So they decided to write down their, to record their Nevois, and in order to make it a substantially sized volume so that it, it survives the, it doesn't get lost. So therefore they combined it, they attached all the other Nevois as well, and they made it into one big volume called Trei Aser. So we have Shnei Moser, Daniel, Megillas Esther. Ezra, what about Ezra? What did he author? Kasav Sifra, he wrote Sefer Ezra. V'yachas shel Divrei Hayom Adloi. And he wrote the first part of Divrei Hayom, which discusses the Yichus, a lineage of Klal Yisrael, all the way, from our roots, all the way down, until his days, until himself. And he stopped there. Messiah le'rab, this supports Rab. Before Ezra came from Babel, he first was involved in clarifying his lineage, and then he came up. Uman Aske, who concluded the Sefer? Divrei Hayom, Nechemiah ben Chaklaya, the other Navi Nechemiah, his colleague, he concluded the Sefer Divrei Hayom. Omar, let's go back to what we said about Yeshua. Kasav Sefer, he authored his own Sefer. Ushmoyne Psukim Shabbat Torah, and the eighth final Psukim of the Torah. Tanya commanded Omar, This is a riot to the Shita. Shmoina Psukim Shabbatera, Yeshua Kosman. And in fact, Yeshua wrote those Psukim. The Sani, we have a discussion about this in the Brisa. The Pasuk says, Vayamas Shom Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Ebed Hashem. Efshem Moshe. Chai. Omeis. Because of Vayamas Shom Moshe. How could Moshe be writing this when he's still alive? Elo. So you must say like this. Ad Kan Kosav Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu only authored until that point. But Mekan Ve'ilach Kosav Yeshua. Yeshua picked it up from there to the end of the Chumash. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Va'amar lo sam se'er Nechemya. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon responded to this suggestion that Yeshua was the one who completed the Sefer Torah, which was as yet incomplete when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. How could you say that? Efshe Sefer Torah chaser eis achas. How could the Sefer Torah be missing even one letter? Uksiv in the Pasuk. In describing what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kohanim, notes the following. Take this sefer. How could he call it a sefer Torah if it's not complete? So it must be otherwise. Ella must be like this. Until that point, Hashem would dictate. Moshe Rabbeinu would verbalize it and then write it down to make sure it was all properly dictated. But going forward, meaning once we got to the point of Vayom Hashem Moshe, the setting changed. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu recorded it, but it was as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eimer, Hashem would dictate, U'Moshe Koseh B'Demo. Moshe wrote it down, but with tears, with sadness. K'Moshe Nemar L'Halon, as we find elsewhere by Baruch Ben Eriah, who recorded Yirmiyah's Nebuah, it was all done by dictation, V'Yemer L'Am Baruch, V'Pib Yikro Eilai, Eskal Advar Me'Ela, he would read to me these words, V'Ani Koseh V'Ala Sefer B'Dil, and I would record it. So bottom line, two opinions regarding the last psukim of the Torah. Either Yeshua wrote it, or Moshe Rabbeinu b'dema. K'man oz l'hadam Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba, Amar Gidlam Rav. The following statement. Whose opinion is the following? What does Rav tell us? Shmoinus psukim shebetorah, the last eight psukim in the Torah, are treated differently. They have their own status. Yachid k'ir oisan. An individual reads them. Now there are several explanations to this Gemara. Rabbi Natan brings, he read it without interruption. Just read it straight. You can't to have two aliyahs. Right? One person gets an aliyah all the way to the end of the Torah. No stopping. Others learn Yachad means, like we have in Maseches Tanis, Hayechidim, Hayimis'anin, the special, distinguished members of the community would fast ahead of time because of the hardships. So, Yachad means a special person, Adam Gadol. So, bottom line, these psukim have special status. Lema, Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon. Shall we say this is following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who says that that it was written by Yeshua, has a different status. It's not going like Rabbi Shimon, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, in which case we treat it like everything else in the Torah. No, says the Gemara, Afilu Tim Rabbi Shimon, this could go even with Rabbi Shimon, because there was some, even he agrees, Hayol V'Yishtani, since there was some change that took effect there. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it with Dema, right? It was different than the rest of the Torah. Yishtano, therefore, has a new status and has its own halach. So now the reason why, possible reason for why they have to be read in succession, in uninterrupted succession. So I saw from the Baal Shem Tov, both Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon, interestingly, on the same note, that they learned Bedema, right? We said Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Bedema. So, simple meaning of Bedema means with tears, but they learned Bedema like Dimua, mixed up. It's based on the Ramban, who says that the Torah really is Hashem's names. Kol haTorah Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in the Hagdom, in his reduction to the Pirush and Chumash. So, everything in the Torah has deeper and deeper and deeper meanings beyond the the plain, simple meaning of the words, which relate to the events that occurred in the Midbar, etc. Those are manifestations of deeper concepts, which are called Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which identify with Hashem Himself. So he says like this: the words of Moshe Rabbeinu experienced, right, the events that occurred and that actually happened, those were, coined into words and phrases as per, you know, whatever they're describing, right? But, the events described in the final eight psukim of the Torah never happened. They haven't yet occurred. So they were still on a higher level. And they were sort of mixed up. They weren't yet coined into words and phrases. They were connected to the source, to the essence of Hashem, Kav Yochel. So, since he brought them down in that manner, right? And it was only later that we had it rearranged, so to speak, in words and phrases, the way you read it. So that's how we get the halacha of yochid kari oisam. You can't view them as separate entities, words and phrases and psukim. You have to sort of read it all as one continuous, rendition. And that's how we get the halacha of yochid kari oisam. And that's how we paskin, by the way, in halacha, that it's only one aliyah. You're not meant to split it into two aliyahs. Okay, in any case, continues the Gemara. Yeshua kasav sifrei. So we learned that Yeshua recorded his own sefer. But in Yeshua itself, it describes his death. The answer is the Askei Elazar, his son Elazar, completed the missing portion. But then it describes his own passing. The answer is the Askei Pinchas. That part was completed by Pinchas. Shmuel composed his own sefer, kasav sifrei, voksiv. But in the Sefer Shmuel, we have a Shmuel Meis. He passed away. The Askei Gad HaChoizev Nasan Anavi. So God HaChoizev Nasan Anavi concluded the Sefer for him. David Kasav Sefer Tehillim. Idea Asur Zekanim. David compiled the Sefer Tehillim, which was based on the works of 10 Zekanim. Asks the Gemara, what happened to V'lichshev Nami Eson HaEzrachi? Right, we have him mentioned in Tehillim as well. Why isn't he on our list? Amrav Eson HaEzrachi Zeh Avram. We already mentioned Avram, and that's the same as Eson HaEzrachi. Why? How's that connected? Ksivach Eson HaEzrachi. We find the term Eson HaEzrachi, like Zricha, shining forth. Uksiv Hasam Yehir Mi Mizrach Tzedek. Mizrach, right? The shining and the bringing about of light. And that's referring to Avram Avinu. So Eson HaEzrachi is synonymous with Avram Avinu. Kachashav Moshe. V'kachashav Haman. Now, on the list, we have Moshe Rabbeinu and Haman. But aren't they the same person? Ba'amar Rav, Haman zeh Moshe. Why? K'siv ha'chav Haman. Here we have the Lashon Haman. K'siv ha'asim, and by Moshe Rabbeinu, we have Achol Beis Ne'eman. So Haman and Ne'eman, trusting and believing in Hashem. So it's the same person. Moshe Rabbeinu, Achol Beis Ne'eman. The answer is Trevi Haman Havu. There are two separate Hamans. One is synonymous with Moshe Rabbeinu, and another one as well. Moshe Kasav Sifra, Parshas Bilam V'Iyav. So we have Moshe Rabbeinu writing the Chumash, Parshas Bilam, and Sefer Iyav. Messiah, L'Rab Levi Bar Lachma. This is a right to this Shita. Tamar Levi Bar Lachma, Iyav Me Moshe Haya. In fact, Iyav lived in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? There's a whole question in terms of at what point in history he existed. And according to this, it seems like he lived in the time of Moshe. How do we prove this? In the Iyav, we have this term, Mi'iten Eifoy, who's going to bring about that we should record these words? So we have Eifoy, and by Moshe Rabbeinu we have as well, Uksiv Hasim Bada Eifoy, right? This was in Pashas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu used the same term, Eifoy. So we learn that it's synonymous and happened at during the same point in history. Ve'emo b'mei Yitzchak. Perhaps it was the time of Yitzchak Avinu. We have the Lashon Eifoy there as well. Maybe the time of Yaakov. Maybe the time of Yosef. Says the Moshe Gadai that he can't suggest otherwise. It must be that he lived in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. We have that expression Iyoyim. And that Lashon relates to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tachsiv Ayarish is like Kisham Mechelkas Mechikik. Soften relating to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rava Amar, Iyav b'mei Meraglim Haya. That Iyav in fact lived all the way to the time of the Meraglim. K'siv ha'cha ish haya b'eretz utz Iyav Shemoy. So the pasuk describes him as ish b'eretz utz. K'siv ha'asim by the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, hayesh b'eitz. In reference to Iyav utz. asks the Gemara, Utz and Eitz are two different things. Midami, how do you compare the two? Hasa Hacha Utz, by Eoiv it's called Utz. Hasam Eitz, Moshe Rabbeinu called it Eitz. Hachikamu, Moshe Yisrael, no, it's all the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Meraglim, telling the people, when you go to Eitz Yisrael, look into this matter. Go see, go investigate. Yeshne L'Oisei Adam, is that person that tzaddik exists? Sheshno Yisrael Aruch Oiske Eitz. He called him Eitz, although he's really from Utz, but he called him, he related to him as Eitz, because Eitz means a tree that lasted long, meaning, do they still have that old man amongst them, whose years are as long as a tree, basically an old man? Umegin other Eitz, another comparison to a tree, because a tree hovers and protects. Do they still have that person with them that will protect them from us? Yosef Ahumar Abonim. So there was a certain Chacham who was sitting Kamei in front of the Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Yosef Kaman, he was presenting as follows. Yoiv never existed. Lo Yoiv never, never existed. Elamashal Hoyah. The whole thing is just a parable. Rashi says, to teach us some very important lessons. Two things says Rashi. Five lines from the bottom. Lul Moed Mimeno Tshuva Yisla Makatrugim Al Midas Adin. It meant to teach us how to counter those who challenge us internally and externally, challenge our Amunah and Hashem. No, it's all Ashkacha Pratis, nothing doing, right? So it empowers us with that clarity. Number two says, Rashi, V'she'en Adam Nitvas Al Tzare. You know, you can't always blame a person for what he, for his attitude when he's having a, you know, going through a difficult moment. Hashem knows that he's going through a difficult moment, understands, and he's not held fully accountable for his reaction. So those are things, very important things. And that's the point of the Sefer. It never really happened. It isn't really a depiction of real events. Elamash l'hoya. Amalei so, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani disagreed. Alecha makra. Well, it can't be, because look at the pasuk. Ish haya be'eretz utz, Yev Shemai. So this pasuk, which details and identifies him as a person who lived in Eretz Utz, and that counters your proposal. Says the Gemara Elamiata. Okay, if that's the case, that you know, detailing the story indicates, you know, an actual event. Ulurash Ein Koil, right? This was Nosan Hanavi, admonishing David HaMelech on account of the sin with the Batsheva, right? He says, I'll tell you a story. Poor man, he had nothing else except for one little lamb, Kim Kivsa Achas, Ktana, Shakona, Vyichir, and Vatiloi Levas, and she was like his daughter. Mihava? That really happened? It was just a mashal, right? A mashal ma'am. Although he went into great detail describing this so-called story, he was just trying to bring out a point. It was a mashal. Sometimes, you know, when you come indirectly, it has a greater impact, right, than direct criticism. So that was it. The point was just to bring out a mashal. Hachanami, right? Mashal ba'alma. Hachanami, here's all by Eiv. It's safe to say that it's mashal ba'alma. Imkain, the Gemara responds, no. Shmoy v'shem yir lama. Theoretically, right, but why would the pasuk have to bother giving his name and the city that he came from? It only makes sense if it was an actual story. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozad and Tavai, they both say, Eiv ma'oili goyla haya. Eiv was a yid, and was amongst the members of our nation who came up from Golas Bavel to Eretz Yisrael during, you know, by the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ubeis Midrash B'Tveria, he had a shul, he had a Beis Midrash in Tveria. So he lived in that era. Meis v'hekams akash. How can you say he lived at that point in history? Yimei Shneiser Shal Eiv. How long did Eiv live? Says the Braisa. Misha Shenichnasu Yisrael Mitzrayim Vashiyatsu. From the moment Klal Yisrael entered Mitzrayim, way back in the time of Yaakov Avinu, until they left. He lived then, not later on by Golas Bavel. Eimo, rather, says the Gemara, let's say like this. Kimisha, add the word, the letter kuf, like. The Bryce is just presenting his lifespan, not exactly when, at one point in history he lived. He lived later on, but his lifespan was 210 years, corresponding to the years that Klal Yisrael spent in Mitzrayim. Eimo kimisha, shenichnasu Yisrael Mitzrayim, v'achia shashayotsu. Meis v'hekam zakasha. On the going notion that Eiv was from Yisrael, a yid. Here comes a brisa which tells you otherwise. Meis v'shiva nevim nisnabu umas oil. There were seven non-Jewish prophets. Ve'elohen Bilam, right? Bilam ben Bar, and Taisi says when we have a son and a father identified by name, if the son is a Navi, then the father is a Navi. So Bilam ben Bar, so you have Bilam ben Bar, Bilam Ba'aviv, Ve'eoiv, here you go, he's listed amongst the non-Jewish Nevi'im. Eliphaz HaTimani, Valad HaShuchet, Sefer HaMasi, Ve'elu ben Brach HaBuzi. So how can we say Eoiv was a Yid? Says the Rabbi Tameich, hold it, according to what you're asking, Eliu ben Brachel, by the last name mentioned, Lav Yisrael Hava, wasn't he a Yid? He certainly was. Voksiv Mishpachas Ram, he comes from Ram. Rashi says, according to one pshat, Ram is Avraham. So he was a Yid. Ella, so rather the Brisa must mean like this. Although he was a Yid, in Vilum Sa'olam, he was a Yid, but he was involved in offering Nevuah to benefit the Goyim, meaning he had messages for the Goyim. He was conveying Nevuah to them as well. He was charged with doing that. Hachanami here as well by Eoiv. In Vilum Sa'olam. Perhaps he was a Yisrael, but he was involved in presenting Nevuah to the Goyim as well. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Why is that unique to these seven? Atu Kula Navi, I mean all the other Navim in our history, Miloy Nvui Lumus Oilam, weren't they also involved in presenting Nevuah relating to Goyim? We have full Nach about Edayim and about, right? Other Nevuahs that related to the Goyim, right? So they weren't mentioned in this list. Apparently, this list is specific to non-Jewish Navim. Answers the Gemara, no. Hasam ikar nevusayu li Israel. Typically a Navi primarily was involved in Nebuah for the sake of Kal Yisrael. And secondarily, he also provided for the others. Hacha, what's unique about these seven, they were primarily tasked with Nebuah for Goyim. Hacha ikar nevusayu li Israel. But it's very possible, right, that all seven were really Yisrael. Corresponding with our previous notion, asks the Gemara another kash. There was a righteous man amongst the Goyim whose name was Eoiv. Hashem created him, brought him to this world to earn reward for doing good things. And what happened? He lost his opportunity. Hashem challenged him with hardships. He started blasting and the opposite of blessing Hashem. Hashem, what did he do? Hashem added, doubled his reward in this world to pay him off. So he doesn't get eternal reward. He wasn't deserving of eternal reward. So bottom line, the price is clearly relating to him as a guy. Says the Gemara, you're right. Tanoi, it's really a machlekes Tanoim. This price clearly relates to him as a guy. But there is a dissenting opinion as well that he was a Yid. Tanoi, the Sanya, Rav Lezer Oimer, Eoiv, Bimei Shvoit HaShoiftim Hoya. He lived at the time of the Shoiftim, before the first king was anointed. Shenemar, how do we know that? Because in Eoiv we have the words like this. Hein Atem Kulchem Chazisem V'lom Adzeh Hevel Tebolo. So the fact that the Pasuk picked the term Hevel, which is something that we find in the time of the Shoiftim, Eze Dor Shekulei Hevel, which generation was described as full of Hevel and emptiness, Havi Omer Zedor Shal Shoit HaShoiftim, that was the time of the Shoiftim. Because even the Shoiftim were in bad shape. Right? Rashi brings the Gemara coming up soon that the person that would be judged by the Shoifet would turn around and give the Shoifet a hard time. Look, what are you criticizing me? Fix your whale first, right? So bottom line, it relates to that generation. So apparently Eoiv lived in that time. Rabbi Shimon Kor Chaima, Eoiv actually lived in the time of Purim. B'mei HaShvirah Shaya, Shnemar V'leinim Sanoshim Yofes, Kim Nois Yibach La'aretz. Right? So you couldn't find Noshim Yofes, like his daughters, in the whole land. In which generation were they seeking Noshim Yafes? It was during Achashverosh's time. So apparently he lived during that time. Maybe it was the time of David. They were also looking, seeking a Nara Yafa that time. Difference is, by David HaMelech, they were only looking locally amongst Yisrael. Here it says B'chal Aretz. So that's the connection to Achashverosh. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Iyav, B'mei Malchus Shvohaya. He lived in the time of Malchus Shva, which was actually in the time of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, Shnema V'tibol Shva V'tikachem. He was attacked by Shva. He lived in time of the Kazdim, time of Nebuchadnezzar. Shnemar Kazdim, some were Shlosha Roshim. They were attacked by the Kazdim. Some say Iyav, Bimei Yaakov Hoya. He lived way back, the time of Yaakov Avinu. And actually, with Dina Bas Yaakov, Nosi, married Dina Bas Yaakov. How do we know? Ksivacha ke Daber Achas Hanavolas to Daberi. So we find the Lashon Nevolos here, Ksiv Hasam, and by Dina it says, Kinevol Asav Yisrael, so we connect the two phrases, and he lived during that time. So, bottom line, V'kulu Tanoi Svir Lehudi Yom Yisrael Hava. We have many, many opinions as to when he lived, but basically all of them hold that he was a Yid, except Levar Mi Yish'enim, except for the last Shita Yish'enim, that he lived in the time of Yaakov Avinu, in which case he wasn't a Yid. So, one second, how do we know that, according to the others, he was a Yid? Because the Yisaka Daidach, Me'um Asa'ilam Hava, because if in fact he was a non-Jew, how could he have experienced Nebuah? Basa der Shachav Moshe Misharya Shechina Al Ibdik Echavim? Because if he lived after Moshe Rabbeinu's time, how could he have had Nebuah? Nebuah was no longer applied to Goyim. At that point, we learned, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to hold back Shechina from Goyim. And Hashem granted that request. We should be separate. We should be higher. Ani v'amcha, myself and your nation. So bottom line is, we see that there is a machlokes tanoim as to when he lived, whether he lived earlier, lived later, whether he was a Yid, whether he was a Goy. Amar b'yechon deiru shel Iyav. The generation of Iyav shot of Zimahaya, they were overcome with improper relations with women. Shenemar heina atem kulam chazisem ulam hazehevel tebolu. So he uses the lashon chazisem, which is a lashon of improper relations. Ksiv shuvi shuvi shulamis shuvi shuvi v'nech sebach. The goyim tried to entice us to join their lifestyle of v'nech sebach, which relates to this concept. Eima b'nevua, perhaps v'nech se. Kulam chazisem is not a negative connotation. It's actually something positive. The vision of Nevuah. The Chsiv Chazon Yishayel. We find Chazon in a positive context. Chazon Yishayel ben Amos. So perhaps Iyav was referring to a positive type of experience. Im came because if it were so, Lama Zeheva Tebalu Lamali. Why would he add, well, Kulam chazisem, Lama Zeheva Tebalu, you're full of emptiness and improper lifestyle. Why does the Pasuk begin describing the Shoftim era with the Lashon Shvoit HaShoftim? Right? You could just say, why Shvoit HaShoftim? The answer is, Dor Sheshoftet Sheftav. It was a generation where the ones that were judged would judge their judges. So let's say the judge tells the fellow, look, you got to set your life straight. Toil kisaim ibeinecha. Remove a spindle from between your eyes. It's an expression meaning correct your ways. So the fellow would turn back to the judge. You're telling me what to do. You're way worse than me. Toil kaira ibeinecha. Remove the beam from between your eyes. You're involved in much more severe, deviances than me. Amarloi, another example. The judge would tell you, "Kaspachahayil sigim." What are you doing, Yura? Silver is impure; it's filled with impurities. You're being dishonest. Amarloi, he would turn to the judge, "Savich malabamai." Your wine is mixed with water. You're also a dishonest person. Amar Rishmoa Rachmenam Rianison. Kloaimer Malka Shva Isha. In Nach, we find a reference to Malka Shva. Whoever thinks it's a woman, it's a queen, Haisa, Eina Latoya, it's a mistake. Ma Malka Shva? Malka Shva is not a queen. Malchusa de Shva, the kingdom of Shva. Here we have, we start with the whole story of Eiv. So it was this day when the Bnei Elohim came to Hashem, the Malachim, and also the Satan joined them. Hashem turns to the Satan, and we have the whole discussion. What happened there? Amar lefanav, the Satan turned to Hashem. You know, I took a tour through the whole world. I haven't found somebody who's more loyal to you than Avram Avinu. Shamartel, you told him, sacrifice your own son, and he did it. Sorry, he told him, kum, his halach ba'arz la'arq, that's also true. But he highlighted a different point. Kum, his halach ba'arz la'arq al-rach. He told Avram Avinu, go, take a walk through Eretz Yisrael, it's yours. And guess what happened? When it came time to bury Sarah, he came to bury Sarah, he couldn't find a place for her. He had to spend an enormous amount of money. Did he ask any questions? No. He took it with equanimity. He didn't question your ways. Look how great Avraham Avinu was. Hashem responds to the Satan. That's true, but you know there's another person that you really should look after. Should look out for. Hasamta libcha al avdi Eiv. What about my loyal Eiv? Kein kamei ba'aretz. No one greater than him. Amar b'yechon gadol. In fact, gadol hanemar b'Eiv yoyser. Mashnemar Avraham. We find greater expressions of loyalty to Hashem more than b'Avraham. The ilu b'Avraham. See b'Avraham it says ki ati yadati ki yireil kim ata. So yireil kim is a description describing Avraham. U'b'Eiv k'siv b'Eiv it says much more. Ish tam v'yasher yireil kim v'samir. So he was on a higher level. Now, what is Visar, my Visar Mira? What does that mean? Omar Abba Mashmuel, Eiv Vatran B'Memoy Nehoya. He was easygoing with his money. Minogashal Oilam, typically, what does a person do if he owes his worker half a penny? Noisen Chatzi Pruta Lechemvani, he would give a half a Pruta to the Chemvani. So basically, Rashi says he would take his worker to the grocer, he would give the grocer a Pruta. And he would buy something worth a pruta, and he would split it with the worker because he only owed him half. So typically, people are very careful to get their change back. But Eiv was generous. Vitra Mishaloi, he just let it go. It's not worth fretting over half a penny, right? So he was easy going with that. V'sar mira, v'yan asata. Why is sar mira? Because he kept away from even a slight, expression of stinginess. V'yan asata as Hashem v'yemar. So the Satan responded to Hashem. You know, I'm going to test him. Yeah, he's loyal to you. He's here as Hashem. You know why? Because he's having a good life. He's riding the wave of success. Give him a hard time and see how he responds. You protected him. And it says, his handiwork was blessed. My Masa Yoda Barachta, what type of blessing are we highlighting? You just take a pruta from him, his money was blessed. You took a pruta from him, you'll have success. Mayu mikneu paratz baratz. What does the pasuk mean by saying mikneu paratz baratz? His animals were very successful. Amar b'yis v'chanina mikneu shal iyo paratzu gidur shalayim. They broke through. They transcended the rules of nature. Minagur shalayim. Typically, what happens? Ze'evim hargim ha'izim. Who kills whom? The wolves killed the goats. But by him, his goats prevailed and repelled their attackers. Mikneo shel Eiv, he is heard. Izim hargim sazeivim, his goats would destroy the attacking wolves. Vulam shlachno yotcha v'gam b'chal shaloi imloi al panecha yivrechecha. Hashem, he says to Hashem, the Satan, let's give him a test. Just to give him some hard time. Right? Give him a challenge and see. You'll see how he reacts. Whether he blesses or chas v'shon v'rechecha means the opposite of blessing. Hashem said, okay, Hine kol ha'shaloi biyotcha. I'm granting you everything. I'm giving you access to everything of his, except rak eilav atushlach yotcha, don't kill him. And then we begin the whole story of all the misfortunes and challenges that befell Eiv and how he reacted to them, as we'll see by Hashem tomorrow. Okay, so in summary, we discussed the authors of all the Sfarim. Discussed the final psukim of the Torah, whether it was authored by Moshe Rabbeinu or Yeshua. We discussed Sefer Tehillim and all the contributors to Sefer Tehillim. We started discussing Eiv, whether it was Yisrael, whether it was Olam, but he was clearly a Navi, and many opinions as to at what point in history he lived. When we began with the conversation between the Satan and Hashem, and it led into the whole life story of Eiv, which we're going to see better than Hashem tomorrow. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabba.